long have you been a member?
Well, just since October. Actually, not October, August.
August?
Mm-hmm, of 2005.
Okay. And are you originally from Roswell?
Yes.
Okay. Did you grow up in a church?
I grew up in the church. I grew up in this church. I just wasn't a member.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So has church been an important part of your life?
Yes.
How so?
Actually, it has been the main source of my life. Our lives growing up was centered around the church, you know, all of our social activities. The church actually foot the bill for it. They actually put the things, weenie rolls, hide and go seek, camp, Boy Scouts, all that stuff was done through the church. Even our dances, our
really?
Parties. Yeah, we even had Halloween parties in the church.
So church has really been big part.
Big part. I met my wife in the church, you know, so it's been a big part.
Do you think that church is still important in the community today?
Yes, I think it is. I think it is important, but I don't think we live up to our importance.
Okay, what do you mean?
I think we've somewhat lost, I think we've somewhat lost the sense of real community. You know, when I was growing up, my grandmother and them, they would cook dinners in the church, and even the drunks on the street got something to eat. And now the church is somewhat of a social network, and a hookup center that we forget about the people on the outside. That's just the way I feel. I don't think we are as receiving, and I don't think we are as reaching as we once were. And I don't mean just our church. I mean the church at large, period. Because I've served several churches, obviously, before coming back to, and I don't even necessarily think it's the pastor's fault, because I've pastored. I served as a senior pastor for 9 years, and the church that I pastored was in the heart of the ghetto, the heart of the hood, and the people refused to reach out to the people outside of the church.
Why do you think that is?
I think there are several reasons. Number one, I think we're unreal. We're out of touch with reality. That's the real world. You know, we go to Jerusalem to worship, and we forget that we don't live in Jerusalem. We live in Jericho. So, you know, we have to leave the church and go home. And when we leave the church and go home, most of us don't even know our neighbors' names. And I think that's a big problem. I think that's one of the problems. Another problem, I think, another reason, I think, is because sometimes I think the world reminds us too much of what we really are and who we really are. You know, because we like to look a certain way on Sunday, you know? We like to look a certain way when we go into the church. And when we come out, we're really not what we tried to make folk think we were. Those are some of the reasons, I think.
Yeah, when you say that, we go to church in Jerusalem, but the real world is Jericho, could you just give me a little...
Well, Jerusalem is symbolic of the holy city. You know, it's the place where our Messiah was crucified and hung on a cross. It's the city where he died for our sins. But Jericho is the real world. Down in Jericho is where, you know, the common man lives, or the common people live. And what happens is, when we're in Jerusalem, the church, or in the holy city, on holy ground, we tend to act a certain way. You know, we put on our British accent.